Hi, friends. This is Dr. Ralph Wilson with the Jesus Walk Bible Study Series. We're studying 28 Advent Scriptures, and this is day 24, the flight into Egypt, Matthew 2, 13 to 23. Welcome to Tuesday, following the fourth Sunday in Advent. Let's pray. Lord, sometimes it's time to stand, and sometimes it's time to run. Show us, Lord, which it is for us. Help us, O Lord, to be sensitive to your voice and listen to your spirit. Thank you for your servant Joseph, O God, who protected his child. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The town is quiet again. The wise men have left, and at long last Joseph falls into a fitful sleep. But then he has a dream. Matthew 2:13. When they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. "Get up," he said. "Take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him." As we've considered on days 22 and 23, Herod is a paranoid monster. Named king of the Jews by the Roman Senate, he has ruled under the Romans for more than 30 years as a builder of palaces, fortresses, and even a major remodeling of the temple. But he has also been responsible for the deaths of thousands, including his three eldest sons and other relatives. Now he is old, in pain, and dangerous. The angel's warning is clear. Get up, take Jesus and Mary, and escape. Flee. Joseph is obedient. He doesn't wait until morning. Verses 14 to 15. So he got up, took the child and his mother during the night, and left for Egypt, where he stayed until the death of Herod. Instantly he wakes Mary. Quickly they gather what possessions they have, load up the family donkey, and leave before first light. On another road, headed the opposite direction, the wise men, too, are fleeing Herod's impending wrath. Egypt is a journey of at least 150 miles, more than a week's travel along the road that hugs the coast of the Mediterranean south into Egypt. Matthew sees the Holy Family's time in Egypt as significant. Matthew 2:15, quoting Hosea 11:1. And so was fulfilled what the Lord had said through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I called my son." Matthew doesn't seem to introduce the quote that recalls the Exodus as a promise or prediction. Is Matthew merely recalling an Old Testament reference that comes to mind when he meditates on Jesus' sojourn in Egypt? Or does he see Jesus as embodying the nation of Israel, or as a new deliverer of God's people as was Moses? We really don't know. Verse 16. When Herod realized that he had been outwitted by the Magi, he was furious and gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity who were 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had learned from the Magi. Bethlehem is only 6 miles south of Jerusalem, so the Magi's return to Jerusalem would have been expected in 2 or 3 days. But when the time had passed, Herod realizes they aren't coming and explodes. He had been made a fool of by these foreigners. He orders the slaying of all the male babies in the town of Bethlehem, and to make sure, the whole territory around it. Perhaps 20 little boys are slaughtered, and 20 families torn apart, mothers weeping hysterically. Matthew recalls a passage from Jeremiah 13:15, which again doesn't seem to be a prophecy or prediction. This is Matthew 2:17-18. Then what was said through the prophet Jeremiah was fulfilled. A voice is heard in Ramah, weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children and refusing to be comforted because they are no more. Matthew sees the similarity of the mother's mourning to Rachel's cries. Though in context, Jeremiah is speaking metaphorically of people ripped from their homes and exiled to Babylon. As I reflect on this passage, I think of the cruel anger that drives Herod to slaughter toddlers in his quest to destroy a Messiah who might claim his throne. But there's something more going on here. a glimpse of the cosmic war between good and evil, between Satan and his creator. In Revelation 12, 1-6, we read an allegory that points to this, of the great dragon who represents Satan. Read the whole passage, but here is the key verse, Revelation 12, 4. And the dragon stood before the woman who was about to give birth, so that when she bore her child, he might devour it. Herod and the slaughter of the innocents is only one chapter in a long, bloody history of Satan seeking to wipe out and defeat the Messiah and his people. Though these babies were the first martyrs, they were not the last, and we'll see them in heaven someday. Both Jesus and Paul foretell the persecution God's people will face. Following Christ is dangerous, but rewarding. I also reflect on Joseph's immediate obedience to the angel's warning to flee. In the gospel writer's descriptions of Joseph's part in the drama, he speaks no lines, but shows courageous faith and unquestioning obedience. I see how God has provided ahead of time by the Magi's gift to sustain the Holy Family on their journey. And I think about the hardships the Holy Family faced, along with the amazing blessings of raising to manhood the Son of God. I think about what a very different culture, a pagan culture, the Holy Family faced in Egypt so far from their loved ones. Jesus may have been 4 or 5 years old before they left Egypt. The path of the righteous is not always free from danger, but his rod and his staff, they comfort me. Finally, an angel tells Joseph that he may return, but this time he returns not to Bethlehem but to Galilee, to Mary's and Joseph's hometown of Nazareth, to fulfill the prophecy that we studied on day 5. God's plan, God's story, God's path sometimes winds and takes sharp turns. It is amazing and sometimes dangerous, but our Father leads us. We know he is watching over us to fulfill his plan for our lives, our piece of his great plan of the ages in Christ. Discussion question 24, based on Matthew 2:13-23. What can we learn from Joseph's action? What do we have to know about the outcome before we say yes to God? How can a good God allow infants to be slaughtered in Bethlehem? Do you believe God honors them as martyrs for his Messiah? Let's pray. Father, help me to quickly obey as Joseph did, uprooting his family and being on the road by daylight. Sometimes I am so slow to say yes, so sluggish in my faith. Forgive me. Tune me up, so I will be responsive when you speak. And help me to be a good father and grandfather to those you have entrusted into my care. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.